maybe if you work or live in the town of Stratford, you didn't find this to be as shocking. I know for myself, seeing the press release that Stratford's police chief, Joseph McNeil, resigning effective immediately from the position was kind of a shocker for me. And Chief McNeil has become a friend of ours on the show. In fact, he was just here maybe a month or so ago talking about the red light cameras that were being installed in Stratford. And Chief McNeil, I want to thank you for the quick turnaround and coming on the show. Where are you going? What's going on?
Well, good morning and happy almost Thanksgiving.
I know you too, friend.
Yeah. Well, it's been 31 years, 10 months. It's enough, you know. And,
you're like, I've done it. We're good.
Yeah, I've done it. I've been through it all. What more can you do? All right. But,
wow.
You know, I loved working for Mayor Hoidick. He's a fantastic leader. He's great. And, you know, I want to end on that note. And, you know, I'm very comfortable where I'm at. And I'm ready to go. Move on to something else or nothing or whatever, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Stratford is definitely going through a huge shift. Huge shift.
Yes.
Yes. You know, where people stand politically is a totally different subject. But as far as leadership, I mean, prior to Mayor Hoidick, I believe it was also still Republican leadership. I mean, I think that's when you were first appointed as chief, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. You know your timeline way better than I do, certainly.
Sometimes. It's been a long time, so I get a little fuzzy there. But yeah, it was 2016, so almost 9.5 years as chief. I've been in leadership for over 13 years, deputy chief prior to that. So it's been a long run. And after a while, you think, you know, my inner circle knows I was ready to go.
So, okay.
And I wanted to get the mayor to the election. And if she got reelected, yeah, I probably would have stayed.
Okay.
Because I just love that relationship we had. She's very fair. She holds you accountable and makes you look out for the residents. And that's important. And I do wish the Chess campaign, his administration, absolute success. I hope it works out. I just think we have different philosophies. And, you know, I'm for crime fighting 110%. That's it. And you got to hold people accountable, but you got to protect your people. That's important because we got great men and women at the police department. They do a fantastic job. People have no idea what they do or how hard they fight for them. And that's what I'm going to take away from this whole experience.
I mean, talk about your time, certainly, as, first of all, as a police officer all the way to the ranking of chief. Have you always been with Stratford?
I have. You know,
right.
I got out of the Navy, became a public accountant, believe it or not. And my brother was the first Stratford cop out of the family. And I remember sitting there going, well, how are you, you know, why do you love this job so much? And he told me, I'm like, really? So I want to do something else. So that's when I decided to join. That was 1994,
wow.
When I was a young man.
Almost. Wow. That's incredible. I mean, does it feel like it's hard to wrap your mind around, Chief McNeil, that, you know, it feels like almost, I would think, a blink. And all of a sudden, you know, here you are and saying, you know, I'm ready to move on to the next endeavor of life.
Absolutely true. I mean, it's been quite a ride. And there's so many things that happened in that time frame. I mean, it was some stressful, some great. But, you know, I always go back to the people I met. They're just great people in Stratford. All want the same thing, different ways of getting there. And that's what's being chosen. And that's fine. And that's good.
So, Chief McNeil, because I'm the most uncomfortable person ever, and you know this about me, and I appreciate you for still coming on the show, I have to address the elephant in the room, though, because it's interesting that you say you have, I know this, obviously, because I know you mm-hmm. and I know Mayor Hoidick, that you guys have a very tight relationship. I mean, very, very close. And I've seen that in real time, and obviously I've heard about it from both of you. But were you surprised or were you shocked or is it going into the weeds a bit that when the election was going on and campaigning was going on, the police and firefighters, the Teamsters had backed now Mayor-elect David Chess. Was that surprising to you, especially considering how close, at least at the leadership level, you are to Mayor Hoidick?
Not surprised by it. I mean, listen, the unions exist to take care of their members, get them the best benefits possible. And that's what they do. And that's fine. But the negativity, I was very surprised at. It was like too much of it. A lot of it not based in truth. It was just not factual.
It seemed that way. I'm glad you said that because it seemed in some regard that way. And again, I've met David Chess. I think he's a lovely man. He's been in studio. I hope, same with you. I hope that he does very well in Stratford. I hope that for Stratford. But it did feel like there was a lot of, I don't know, I feel like almost like insider baseball trading. Like unless you were in the town and you were watching it in real time or you were in certain circles, maybe it didn't seem as obvious, but it seemed that way, that it was getting a little nasty, a little tense. And I don't know how much truth, not truth there was there. I don't know.
Yep, there was. I mean, there's a lot of people that come out. They post a lot of stuff that's just not true online. And some people believe in it. I mean, it's unfortunate, but that's the world we live in right now. I really do wish the Chess administration success. I really do. But it's time for me to move on, give him the right to do whatever he wants. He can pick his chief. That's fine. But I've been retired for several years now. I'm just exercising the option under my contract. So whatever those salacious headlines in the Connecticut Post were, it's not.
Oh, that I don't know. I just went right off of Mayor Hoydick's press release.
Yeah.
And I know I was, you know, in the midst of bath time for my 7-year-old when I read that. And I'm like, wait, what? So that's how I've heard. I haven't actually read any of the other headlines, so I'm not sure what other people have said. But, you know, I could feel the energy from Mayor Hoydick just in a press release that this felt very, it seemed like almost sudden, even though so you're saying it was not.
It was not.
Okay.
And, you know, my wife was very happy because, you know, it's time. It is. You go through COVID, you go through an officer-involved shooting, and that tragedy of that all, that affects so many people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. There's a lot of stress there, not just for, you know, this poor family, but also for all the officers involved. I mean, nobody wants that. Officer in their right mind wants that. There's so much pressure. Then the IG officer comes in and investigates. And you got to wade your way through that. And it's not easy. And, you know, we did it. And we did it fairly smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
I think those things come to COVID. My God, the shutdown and the craziness at that time. And I look back and I'm like, wow, we actually went through a lot.
Right.
And the mayor went through a lot. There was a lot of things happening.
Mm-hmm.
So. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, Mr. Chess has a right to pick who he wants to lead the department. And I think Paul DeSantis is a fantastic choice. And I also want to give him the opportunity to be a chief. And I think that's the right thing because of my loyalty. I'm loyal to Mayor Hoydick. I'm also loyal to Paul DeSantis.
Mm. You know, and Chief McNeil, if you can hold on, because I think you spoke to something that is so true for so many. I know it's a conversation I have really off the air a lot with a good friend of mine who's Gary McNamara, who I know you're familiar
great
with
guy.
As well.
He's
great
a,
guy.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Yeah,
great guy.
Love Gary. He's awesome. He's a very dear friend of mine. And
he always says we're going to go get a beer, but then he never calls.
I'm going to text him right now and make sure he makes good on that. That's awful. So he's left you hanging?
Yeah.
You know what? That's not cool. I'm going to text him right now. Don't worry.
And left me at the altar.
That is so not Gary. God, you know what? I'm going to text him in the commercial break and make sure he makes good on that promise. But it's, you know, what you had just said about what the average police officer in Connecticut, or I'd say even nationwide, has gone through in just the last 5 years, let alone 3 decades. I mean, it's extraordinary. And I think that is leading to a lot of people kind of, you know, and even at the family level, just saying, you know, what is it worth? And is there something else I could do effectively with my time where I'm still benefiting the public, but maybe not in this role? So I think a lot of people can relate to what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I also have 4 rescue dogs, so I'm very busy right now.
You're like, by the way, I have other things going on. Don't say I didn't warn you. So, Chief McNeil, I texted Gary. Gary's on the air.
Oh, really? Yeah. Where are we going, buddy?
I always was going. I was going once a week. I just didn't think you were showing up.
Oh, here we go.
All right. Oh.
Here we go. So,
listen. Playing the victim.
Nice.
Hey, this is hilarious. I feel like a matchmaker. So are you guys going to go get beers now,
We better.
We are publicly shamed, or I'm publicly shamed. Yeah. So yes, we have to. Hey
Gary,
listen, Joe, honestly,
I will even let you buy my beer. How's that?
There you go. hey, listen, Joe. Honestly, on a chief note and stuff, you know, leadership's lonely. And you handled a lot over the years for the town of Stratford, and I congratulate you for the work you did. And I know you're looking forward to the next chapter. So, and part of that chapter will be a beer or something on me committed to that. So, but public shame is always a way in which to get it to happen.
To be fair, Gare, I started off by saying that I could understand what Chief McNeil was saying because you and I talk about this all the time. But you got to tell me when you're just blowing people off. You can't do that. You can't do that, Gary. You got to prep me a little bit better.
He's more important guy than I am. I'll give him that.
all the best intentions. Anyway, congratulations, Joe. And I will make that happen. Of course, now, anytime I ask anybody else in the listening area to go for a beer, they're just going to say, no way. Are you kidding me? So thanks for that. I appreciate it.
Well,
now we got a lonely Thanksgiving for me.
I was going to say, now, wait a minute. Like, for this, like, rendezvous, am I invited? I feel like I'm the one who's matchmaking right now. I feel like I should be there. Okay. Cool.
It's going to be a lonely Thanksgiving for me, but everybody listen. Yeah, we're all invited. We'll make it happen. And congratulations, Joe.
Aw, Gare. Thanks for calling in, Gary. Appreciate you. He's adorable. I tell you, Gary McNamara. So we've got Chief McNeil here. That was very impromptu. I will tell you, Chief McNeil, that stuff doesn't happen all the time, as you know. But yeah, there you go. So now you can go have a beer with Gary McNamara. I'm very excited for you.
An expensive one at that.
Yeah, right. I mean, make sure he really takes care of you. He's a good guy.
I'll work on it.
Chief McNeil, I do want to obviously take a look back at your career. Obviously, you had mentioned before that going through COVID is something that, I mean, I would think the average person, myself included, as just a reporter, it's bizarre to me. It's crazy to me. Sometimes I almost forget that we went through that time and not that long ago. What besides that, though, stands out? I mean, in 30 years, what kind of are moments that stand out to you or what will you miss most about the job?
I think it's just the interaction with the officers and the public. I mean, I really enjoyed that. And so many times I'd go to get a coffee and someone would buy me a coffee and say, hey, thank you for your service. That meant a lot. I don't think you understand how much that meant. It meant like you felt like you're really doing a good job. They appreciate what you're doing. And if that was more rewarding than anything. It's just people coming up and saying thank you. I mean, it was great. And that's what I'll miss the most. Really. Mm.
Tell me about you were saying that you really respect, obviously, Deputy Chief, I should say, and now Chief Elect, if you will, or whatever. Yeah. Incoming Chief, if you will. Paul DeSantos. Tell me about him.
He's a great guy. I mean, he's been over 30 years. He's been in leadership for quite a while. He was down in the Detective Bureau Commander for a while. So he knows the ins and outs and what's important. A lot of stuff that happens is the first interaction with a police officer is the start. A lot of the great things happen sometimes with our detective bureau because they continue that investigation, certainly if they're more complicated. And he involves shootings, crashes, or anything like that. I mean, that's like a big part of it to bring it all in closure. And, you know, we've had instances where we had cartels in Stratford, and we were able to shut it down with our federal partners. So there's things that happen that people really don't know about, but, you know, we're affected by what the nation's affected by.
So,
this fentanyl crisis is terrible. I mean, you saw so many young people die. It was awful. But again, I think on whole, our residents appreciate it and appreciate the officers. And that's important.
So besides four rescue dogs, and now your wife can take a sigh of relief, I could only imagine. What is next for you?
Well, she has a honey-do list. I got to do a lot of painting. So right now, and every day it gets longer.
Yeah, of course. Well, because you made her not sleep at night for 30 plus years. That's your fault, you know? Like, you had to protect the public.
Is.
You know what I mean? Like, you had
That's
to be
true.
A good guy. You had to put yourself in danger. I get it. Listen, and so now it's payback. I get it. So,
so well, you know, the last several years, though, you don't forget, I'm not on the front lines. My officers are.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, the brave acts I've seen over the years, it's just amazing. Mm. I mean, just selfless. It really was.
That's beautiful. Well, Chief McNeil, you're always going to be chief to me, and I hope that you will
Thank
not
you.
Be a stranger. I would love to, of course, always stay in touch. And I'm so serious. If you and Gary want to have, you know,
you're coming.
Okay.
So
want
you're
any
right,
more
right?
company? At least to, you know, break the awkward silence in the beginning to address that. I mean, Yikes. Yeah. I can be at least a moderator.
Maybe we'll get him to break open his wall and pay for dinner.
Wow. I mean, honestly, he probably would, though. He's just that kind of guy. He totally is. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, Chief McNeil, you also are a really good guy. And I echo the sentiments that Gary said before, which is thank you so much for all that you have done over the years. And I just hope this next chapter of life is a good one.
Already started off pretty good.
I love that, right? You started off with a radio interview that you had no idea you were going to be waking up to. You're like, wait a minute, I thought things were going to get less public. Well, surprise.
That's fine. It is what it is.
Well, I appreciate you, Chief McNeil. Thank you so, so much, and have a wonderful holiday.
You too. Enjoy.
All right. Thank you, Melissa. Talk to you soon.